from Global's newsroom at 4. The Chancellor has backed plans for a third runway at Heathrow Airport, saying it's badly needed.
Because our reforms to the economy, like speeding up the planning system and our plans to modernise UK airspace, means the delivery of this project is now set up for success.
She made the commitment at a major speech, saying the project will create 100,000 jobs and boost the economy. Campaigner Paul Beckford's against it, though, and says he's concerned about the environmental impact.
If you expand the third runway, you're looking at potentially 2 million more people exposed to noise pollution, which can impact their health. You're also looking at deterioration in air quality. That's before you even get into the level of emissions that we produce.
Around 400 jobs are going at Tesco. The supermarket says it's part of plans to simplify the business. Staff at its head office, in-store bakeries and Tesco mobile shops will be affected. Meanwhile, Lloyds Banking Group has announced it's shutting a further 136 high street branches. It'll affect a mix of Lloyds, Halifax and Bank of Scotland sites between this May and March next year. And Lidl has been given the go-ahead to open its first ever pub in Northern Ireland. It'll be built inside one of its stores near Belfast. Sport. British F1 driver Lewis Hamilton is understood to be fine after a minor crash in Barcelona. The seven-time world champion, who's recently joined Ferrari, went off the track and into the barriers in what the team have described as a normal test incident. Rangers boss Philippe Clement is keeping his cards close to his chest regarding team news for their crucial Europa League game against Union Saint-Gilloise tomorrow. The Scottish Premiership side need to win and hope other results go their way to qualify automatically for the last 16. And Tottenham could have Mickey van der Ven available again for their Europa League match against Elfsborg. The defender's been out since early December with a hamstring injury.
Weather with eBay. Get your vehicle winter ready with their range of car parts and accessories.
Staying mostly dry across the UK overnight, with lows dropping down to 1 degree. Dry with some winter sunshine tomorrow, rain in the northwest and highs reaching 8. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Cinta Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global. Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X. Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Cinta Templeton. Also thanks to Izzy. Cheerio, Izzy. Thank you very much for playing my propeller by Arctic Monkeys to bloody end. Best of British, and I bloody love this band. That's the sort of enthusiasm she's getting. Izzy, gangster tripping, long, long time since I heard that. Can we get this an Angry Mob on the regular playlist, please? That's from Kent, the whole of Kent.
They've
got one spokesman, but it says Kent. I assume it's a whole county. The Blockfoot. Thank you very much, Izzy. Another tremendous afternoon. Thanks, Cinta, there for the news. I'm Johnny Vaughan. This is the 4 till 7 thing. 2 minutes past 4 o'clock, Wednesday, January the 29th. I know, just another 10 days to go before January is over, right?
Yeah.
God. Here's what's happening. The Woodman's here. Lil Si's here. Vinny's here. You're here. Here's what's happening in your first hour. 4 till 7 thing, midweek spectacular. It's going to be spectacular, I can tell you now. I ain't lying. First up, yeah? Fang stands shoulder to shoulder with the Mail. We want answers. Yeah? The Mail wants answers. So do we. And it's not just about the code of silence inside Strictly.
No, man.
That's not what we want answers about. There's another thing in there. It's not about the Strictly's code of silence. Omerta. Also, New Planet offers hope to cash-strapped researchers who want to lie about something. No, you start digging beneath the surface on this story. Believe me, they are lying. And they know there's no life out there. Plus, ladies and gentlemen, the Woodman has a Glosterman getting inventive in his horrendously dusty crevice.
Yeah.
And the... Do you know, I'm not going to go on. I've got into crevices and corner thing, but it's in his heroic little slot.
Yeah.
His dusty little slot. This is Block Party's Banquet. Ladies and gentlemen, relax back. I've got this. We'll take it from here. It's time to...
Start your engine!
This is Radio X. We'll be right back.
Radio.
Welcome to the jungle, and a massive Gong Jai Fatai to all our listeners. Happy New Year, Chinese New Year.
Happy New Year.
Ushered in with a classic move from the People's Republic.
What have they gone with?
Well, there's that company, I tell you what they've gone with, right?
Yeah.
There's that company that no one really has ever heard of, NVIDIA.
Oh, yeah? It's huge.
It's suddenly the biggest company. And yeah, I was a bit suspicious.
I've never
I haven't got a computer. I've never seen the logo.
Never, no.
Anyway, the Mail has asked a very pertinent question. And happy New Year to all our Chinese listeners. Get this, yeah?
Go on.
The mail's right in the spirit of this with this headline.
Yeah.
So, this, what's knocked a lot of value off NVIDIA, yeah?
Go on.
Is the fact that they've thought up in China a thing called DeepSeek, which is... Well, I'll read you the question.
Go on.
This is... They've got a picture of this kid, yeah? There he is, look. With a pudding bowl haircut and glasses.
Pair of glasses.
Yeah, he's a young kid.
Yeah.
And they said, how did this Chinese geek with a terrible haircut wipe $1 trillion off tech stocks?
What?
And shatter American confidence.
And how did he?
Because he's smart.
Well, he wrote the DeepSeek.
Because he doesn't waste money. Because what he did was he got a load of people involved. Yeah. This is the answer to it.
Go on.
Since you asked the question.
Yeah.
How did he do it?
Mm.
Because he got loads of inexperienced workers in who are less likely to already have a preconceived idea about
it. They were free thinking, yeah.
Yeah, so he got loads of kids that were really smart, that had no preconceived ideas, weren't like these, literally these creaky old Silicon Valley companies.
Know-it-alls.
Yeah, they're now looking like old established, they're looking like Britain.
Ah, yes.
Do you see what I mean?
You're
Silicon
right.
Silicon Valley's
yeah,
now like...
Yeah, it's looking like Leyland.
It's like the Britain of tech. So this Chinese geek with a terrible haircut is probably just so sharp.
Definitely.
Okay, just to give you an idea of the scale of what this kid's done.
He's stolen the jump on AI or something, hasn't he? He's got in front of what the Americans were going to do.
Not only that, right? Get this. America's OpenAI says it spent $1 billion training ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Essentially what it does, it just uses all the stuff. It just
from Google, yeah.
Yeah, it just takes everything from Google.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been programming.
Yeah, yeah. Someone asked ChatGPT who Toby's wife was, and they said it was someone called Lydia.
Yeah. I asked what battery my 25-year-old Maserati key fob would take, and I was really pleased about it.
Yeah.
So I sent off for the one. It said it was the wrong one.
Yeah, of course.
Sorry,
yeah.
It's not that. The trouble is, he's not that smart.
Right.
Oh, you better be polite. No, you're great. What was that million Mexican handbag we had? Someone's saying being polite just in case they'll take over one day.
Yeah, yeah.
Really being polite when you use Alexa.
You're doing very well.
Anyway, DeepSeek, do you know how much they spent?
How much?
$4.5 million.
Whoa. You're joking.
I'm not. It's been $4.5 million.
And the Americans have spent $1 billion already and they're behind.
No, that's just on one of them.
Wow.
NVIDIA spent way more than that.
Right.
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. That's it. Happy New Year.
That's so funny.
Happy New Year. Anyway, get this. Just to get this in perspective, how massive this crash is. And instantly, what I'm feeling is awful because I've invented a word for this, yeah?
Uh-huh. Mm.
Anytime I've got nothing in, like, crypto.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing. I'm nothing to do with any of these things, right?
Yeah.
Do you want the feeling is when this happens, yeah? What? I've invented a new word.
Great.
It's very rare I do this, but I've got a new word for you.
Yeah.
I'm feeling hashtag... bit chuffed.
Hey.
No, I am. I'm bit chuffed. It's like when you see that Bitcoin's taking a kicking and you haven't got any, you sort of think, get in there.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't got investment in this either. You think, get in there. I'm bit chuffed. Get this.
You feel really smart for not getting involved.
Oh, no, you do. You really feel smart. Yeah. I told you.
Yeah.
I told you.
It cost me a thing.
And at the moment, I'm in love with this Chinese geek with a terrible haircut.
Yeah.
But get this, just to get it in perspective. NVIDIA, they lost $600 billion quid off their share value, right?
What?
That sounds like a lot of money.
Yeah, for a company that I don't really know what they're doing. I know they're because it's all on potential of what they could do.
Right.
AI thing.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
So they lost $1,600 billion. To put that fall into context, the biggest company on the London Stock Exchange, on the FTSE, is AstraZeneca,
right,
and that total company
is
worth $215 billion.
Wow.
That's the biggest here.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, and they've
lost...
They've lost three of those on their value on the basis of a Chinese geek with a terrible haircut.
Wow.
Do not despise a snake who has no horns. One day, he will become a mighty dragon.
I look forward to every day, oh, my... Some days I just hate to try. Sometimes it's every day, oh my. Sometimes it's every night. If I can be irascible or proud, then we can be predictable. We turn to face each other, we turn to test each other, but we lean against each other. Lying
never get, I'll never get, I'll never get bored of you. Or the thing that you do. Cause everything, everything, yeah, everything that you do. Keep me addicted to you.
It's a real cruise liner of a voice.
It really is. Yeah.
Seriously, would you please welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Diamond! Night and day. Baby crying in cabin 451. Night and day. And then at the end, night and day.
Right at the end.
Yeah. Slight cannons going off, stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
So, guys.
Mm.
Gong Tai Fai Tai.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
God, man, big one last night.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice New Year's Eve,
saw the New
it?
Year in.
Yep.
Did you?
You're telling me.
Wow.
I was celebrating this guy with a dodgy haircut. This Chinese geek with a terrible haircut who's wiped $1 trillion off tech stocks.
Right.
And I was feeling bit chuffed.
Of course,
so I've got nothing to do with them at all. 83936, please, anything you're bit chuffed about. Could be the fact that my electric car was a disaster. That's an example of bit chuffed.
Mm.
It's when we laugh in the face of progress because we haven't got involved, someone else has, and it's a disaster. Yeah. It's like techno schadenfreude.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that is
bubbles.
The German word
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, it's techno Freud. Yeah, right. Techno Freude.
You said Freud.
Yeah,
that's
techno Freud. Yeah, it is, yeah. Well, no, it's Freude, isn't it? Schadenfreude.
Yeah, oh, yes, it is, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not
yeah,
really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he was Freude. Joy. NVIDIA make chips from ChatGPT, etc. Use these mega expensive, sophisticated chips to help ChatGPT learn its thang. The Chinese use much cheaper, less sophisticated chips. Hence, NVIDIA losing an absolute fortune. As they realise it can be done significantly cheaper. I Googled this yesterday.
Excellent.
Thank you so much, listeners. I love the fact you, like me, have got a smattering of vague information on it. But please, 83936, hashtag bitchuffed. Hashtag bitchuffed.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Ray-O-X.
There's a dark force seeping into Nathan's rural community. And when it threatens to engulf his son, Nathan faces an impossible situation. How far would you go to protect your own? Martin Clunes and Louis Ashbourne Circus star in the gripping new thriller, Out There. Sundays and Mondays on ITV1 or stream free on ITVX. Watch the trailer for Out There and enter to win a Welsh getaway at radiox.co.uk.
That was the travel. Now the weather. Chris.
Thanks, Sarah. A chance of rain today with low pressure, bringing some cloudy patches and some showery spells later in the day.
If an Audi's on your mind, now's the time. With £750 off a new Audi ordered by the 28th of February and delivered by the 30th of June. Start your search at audi.co.uk or visit your local Audi centre.
In the southeast, you'll see sunny spells well into the Audi noon. Afternoon.
Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. T's and C's apply. £750 discount applied on purchase. Retail customers only.
Keep things smooth by making the move to Universal Credit. It won't be automatic, so look out for your letter telling you what you need to do and when. Ignoring it could even stop your payments. But don't worry, there's loads of support available, like a dedicated phone line, independent advice, and financial protection to help with your move. To find out more, visit gov.uk/UCMove. Eligibility criteria apply.
One bedroom flat. Latin Quarter. Soundproof floorboards. With the UK's largest choice of homes, if Senorita Smith can find hers, so can you. Rightmove. Believe it. Based on sale and rental listings. See rightmove.co.uk/claims.
Pre-order the epic new Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra on EE.
It comes with your own personal AI assistant.
That can find me a nearby vegan-friendly restaurant.
That's also good for kids.
Yep, just ask it. And save up to £528 when you trade in.
Love it.
Plus, I get double storage at no extra cost. All on the UK's best network. No wonder tech lovers choose EE.
Double storage and 6 of 5. Trade-in discount dependent on device. Eligibility, credit check and terms apply. Credit by EE. EE Limited. Enhanced 5G on selected plans. Verify best network at ee.co.uk/claims.
If you've ever bought furniture from Fishpools, we'd like to say thank you for being part of the reason we're celebrating our 125th birthday. That's 125 years of stunning on-trend furniture and home accessories and 125 years of exceptional customer service. To celebrate, we're giving everyone up to 50% off in our winter sale, in-store and online. Fishpools, furniture experts since 1899.
Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
This morning we had David Coulthard on the show talking about cars and that. And tomorrow morning, David Baddiel and Dan Gillespie-Sells. Now, you'll know David Baddiel from Baddiel and Skinner. And you'll know Dan Gillespie-Sells from the band The Feeling. So we've got Baddiel, Gillespie-Sells, David, Dan. Football, music. Tomorrow on the Chris Moyles Show.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
It's the most wonderful time of...
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get access to a 3-airport lounge by booking a 5-star holiday with On the Beach. Silly bookers, well, enjoy those queues at the bar. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 7-night minimum stay, outbound only from selected airports for up to 6 people, adult protected.
On the Beach.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
I'd like to see you spin the wheel.
Charlotte, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, during which we argued about whether or not Elon Musk, anyone ever showed him any affection when he was a child. We suspect he's never been hugged. Hey, guys.
Go on, yeah.
It's 4:30, pretty well on the button, Wednesday, January the 29th. Happy Lunar New Year, Chinese New Year,
yeah.
To all our listeners. Massive night last night, really pushed the boat out for the
yeah.
year. It's my favourite one.
Sure. Did you get home okay, what, with all the crowds?
I was at home. Hey, I just had a Chinese. Hey, guys. So we've launched a new hashtag. It's hashtag bitchuffed.
Uh-huh.
Like Bitcoin, but bit chuffed.
Yeah.
Sure. And it's a modern schadenfreude,
isn't it? It's a modern schadenfreude. You're just a bit chuffed that you didn't... Like, anyone who hasn't bought an electric car should feel a bit chuffed.
I've got a tiny bit of that still, yeah.
Yeah, have you?
Yeah.
Well, you should do any time I talk about it.
Sure.
Because I'm just gutted. Mm. I'm gutted I did it. Especially because Shere Khan is hasn't...
When I pull out of a petrol station after, yeah. say... 4 minutes. Yeah. I do feel a bit
tough. The infrastructure just isn't there, is it? Yeah.
No, it really isn't. And I tell you something else the oil companies are doing. Who own, like BP Plus, who own a lot of the
charging stations.
Yeah, no, they're all owned by oil companies.
Yeah.
Right. There's like one or two that aren't, and they're going under.
And there's no way it's not going to be the same price as petrol.
Yes,
they'll always make sure it's
not
the
even cheaper. You're sort of looking, thinking, what?
Yeah, it's supposed to be much cheaper.
£50 for 89 miles.
Yeah.
Must be a sodding cab.
A limo.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Must as well get Addison Lee right. No.
No. Whoa.
Because what I was saying the other day is one of those things that you can feel good about with that.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then it's the opposite of bit chuffed. When you get a nap, and it really does work.
Yeah.
You're actually genuinely chuffed.
Yes.
Mm. App chuffed.
Sure.
But that's not bit chuffed.
Nope.
No.
You're just appy.
Well, no, you're just appy. Yes. Yay! You're either appy or bit chuffed.
Yeah, exactly.
Most of the time, if you're appy, it's because you got... Because what apps do is enable you to have staff.
Mm.
That's literally what you're doing.
They're like staff.
Bring the car around, Uber.
Yeah.
Bring the car around.
Yeah. Can you bring some hot food around?
No, I feel like, I just feel like, I don't know, just a burger. Marvellous. Bring it down.
Nice bottle of wine, please.
And a bottle of wine. Lovely. Charming. Just bring one up from the cellar. Thank you very much.
A cold plate, please.
Pick up some of my shirts.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Anyway, it's just like having staff.
Yeah.
But very temporary. That's all it's enabled, everyone. Mm. Anyway, those of you who aren't happy, you're bit chuffed. How about this? Seeing someone with a flashy car scrape their alloys. That's not really... That's schadenfreude.
Yeah,
it's not as a modern as, yeah. It's been going on for years.
Here's bit chuffed. Go on, Gav.
This is Baz in Reading. He says, Tej and the Thangs, I was bit chuffed in the co-op the other day when all the card readers went down. I only use cash myself. It was chaotic. People are helpless without the tech. I don't even use the internet, says Baz.
Now that...
That's smugness. That's hilarious.
That's bit chuffed.
Bit chuffed. Yeah.
That's bit chuffed. You've every right to be bit chuffed.
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. S, what have you seen there?
Whilst vapers might always complain that their batteries have run out of charge, they should remember you can always rely on a good old traditional acoustic.
An analogue fag.
Not to do that. They don't even need winding up.
No, you've got to wind them up. I tell you what, your bit chuffs are coming in now. Boy, we chum the water. It's like a shark. You're like sharks at a deeply analog feeding frenzy.
Sure.
This is Lemonheads on Radio X. And it's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless the queens, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. We'd like to know a little bit about you for our files. We'd like to help you learn to help yourself. Monkeys on Radio X. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Get this. It's, I'm just looking at some of your bit chuffed texts. Hashtag bit chuffed. This is when you're really glad you're not in that particular bit. It's like schadenfreude for tech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn good job I didn't invest. How about this? Hey, Johnny and team, I'm a bit chuffed every time my central heating fires up within minutes because I've got a gas boiler. Sorry, he's put it in capitals. And not one of those poxy air source heat pumps the government are trying to push onto new homes. With those, you have to put the heating on today to be warm tomorrow. My heating takes minutes. Hashtag bit chuffed, Adam in Links. Thanks, Adam in Links. I've got to stop that, though, now, because I've got to offer you £40,000.
What?
Radio X.
For your chance to win £40,000, text the word cash, 83936. Yes, I said cash. Nothing tech about that, yeah?
Mm.
Cash. Text cost. I'm not offering Bitcoin, am I?
No.
Although if I was, actually, yeah. Text costs £2.50 plus your standard network rate. You need to be 18 or over. Lines close 11 p.m. Friday the 31st of January. That's the end of this week. If you text after that, you won't be entered. You may still be charged. To see the full list of participating media channels, plus the T's and C's, including online and free entry, go to the win page at radiox.co.uk. Hey! You know what we're going to do next?
Mm-hmm.
The Woodman's got a dusty but heroic little slot. Yep. We're going to go there next. Stay with us.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan.
Radio X.
Ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between.
Emilia Perez is the most Oscar-nominated film of the year, with 13 nominations, including Best Picture. It's nominated for 11 BAFTA Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director Jacques Audiard, and Best Actress Carla Sofia Gascon, and winner of 4 Golden Globe Awards, including Best Supporting Actress Zoe Saldana and Best Picture. Time magazine calls it an exuberant ode to human possibility. Emilia Perez, back in cinemas now and on Netflix.
If you've ever bought furniture from Fishpools, we'd like to say thank you for being part of the reason we're celebrating our 125th birthday. That's 125 years of stunning on-trend furniture and home accessories, and 125 years of exceptional customer service. To celebrate, we're giving everyone up to 50% off in our winter sale, in-store and online. Fishpools, furniture experts since 1899.
Julie could pie exchange her car. Or check out We Buy Any Car. She could be unsure if she got a good deal part exchanging. Or have cash in the bank with more bargaining power to get a bigger car for her five-a-side team. Totally played. Or total player. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity, we actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF, change is in our power. Households who shift weekday peak usage by 40% could earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage cap. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
When working from home is getting a bit...
Mom!
Oh, hop on a Southeastern train and head into the office. Morning! Let's have a catch-up. Fancy a biscuit? Whenever you need to travel in, Southeastern has the train ticket to suit your commute. Buy now from the Southeastern app or website. No booking fees apply. The price you see is the price you pay.
Southeastern.
Radio X.
Truck Festival, the UK's most warped village fete. Kasabian, Cortinas, Blossoms and many more. 24th to 27th of July, 2025, Steventon, Oxfordshire.
Book now at radiox.co.uk.
Truck Festival.
Live.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Sham, vamos movie stars. So we met through a friend. We rent a place and she comes round to stay. And now your girlfriend is ringing in my ears again. It's no sure shot, but she likes all my favorite things. I know I shouldn't, but I'd like to spend more time with her. I wish she'd come over today. Tell they get along so well. Is it possible she likes me too? I'm not sure if I should read between those lines. And now your girlfriend is ringing in my ears again. I should be moving out, but can't, cause we just signed a lease. My hands are shaking, the bedroom walls are paper thin. I heard her come over today.
Girlfriend Blossoms on Radio X. I'm Johnny Vaughan. You're rolling with the 4:46:36 crew, because that's the time. Hey, do you know what?
What?
The Woodman's there. I'm just going to buy him a little bit of time because he's fluffing around with papers. Are you in
I'm ready.
Are you in a position where you can avail?
I'm in the block.
Can you avail us of a... Very well. It's time for a hero. Preparation done. Research completed.
Release him.
Rehearsals in the bag. It is time. It was a very good dress rehearsal, actually.
Thank you.
So I'm really confident of a fantastic performance. Ladies and gentlemen, the Woodman presents today's hero.
Thank you very much, Johnny. And today's hero is a man called Hubert Cecil or Cecil Booth.
Cecil.
people with that name do pronounce it Cecil quite often. He was born in 1871. He lived to 1955. So I'm presuming he did use Cecil.
Yeah, if
he
ever came. George is Geo, but they pronounced it Joe. That was Joe.
Is that how Joe? No, isn't Joe short for Joseph?
No, Joe. They were still G-E-O.
Wow.
They didn't call each other Geo.
So, Johnny.
Joe.
So, do you remember James Murray Spangler, the janitor who invented the small Hoover and gave the idea to his sister who was married to the man Hoover?
Yes.
It's just so unlucky. Anyway.
You nicked the Hoover off him, yeah.
This is before that. Spangler, I'll get into that anyway.
He did
that. Spangler did that in 1907. Anyway, Hubert Cecil Booth was born in Gloucester, 1871. He studied civil engineering at the City and Guilds Institute in London. His first job was with a company called Maudsley Sons and Field, Lambeth. And what he did was he worked in their drawing office designing Ferris wheels for amusement parks in London, Vienna, Paris and Blackpool.
But there's no factories there at that time.
Well, that's just the design. He was a designer.
Yeah, the designers.
Bridges and ships engines for the Royal Navy. So he's sort of he's a proper engineer. Anyway, in 1901, he attended a demonstration of a new product in London, an American machine. And the machine was showing blowing dust. It was like a leaf blower. It just blew the dust off a piece of furniture.
Yeah, much better way to do it.
And he thought, hello. He thought, what if it went the other way?
Right.
He said, this is the quote. He said,
reverse the polarity.
He said to himself, if the system could be reversed and a filter inserted between the suction apparatus and the outside air, whereby the dust would be retained in a receptacle.
Genius.
The real solution of hygienic removal of dust would be obtained.
Eureka!
Do you know how he tested it?
How?
There and then, he took his hanky out, put it on a chair and sucked it. sucked the chair and showed everyone the dust, how much dust there was. Because you can imagine, in Victorian London, that was a pretty dusty hanky.
I used to know a flat full of potheads.
Oh, yes.
And they had a similar procedure. If someone actually dropped one on the ground, they put the hanky over the hoover. Yeah.
Well, even better, he created a huge machine called Puffing Billy. It was a horse-drawn carriage with an internal combustion engine powering the suction.
Wow, you never think
and
of that.
He would park outside a house and feed these huge hoses into the windows to clean each room.
Nice.
It was massive. And he actually made a successful business out of it, but only huge, like army barracks and ships.
Yeah, right, got you.
It was nothing to do with domestic cleaning.
A hoover with an actual engine.
He once cleaned out the Royal Mint, and they had to arrest him because they were worried about how much silver dust he'd picked up with infernal...
Yes.
And apparently he had picked up loads.
Yeah, I bet he had.
They did release him once they checked the filters.
I bet they did.
So he formed a company called the British Vacuum Cleaner Company, thought to be the first time anyone used the phrase vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
Let's salute him. Hubert Cecil Booth.
I think he's related to my step-grandfather.
It wouldn't surprise
me. Booth.
They're all engineers.
Who, of course, invented wheel balancing and the automatic garage door. It was a disaster. That required a huge lever. It took about a day to go up and down. We had to wait in the car for hours. But it wasn't like a, you know, infrared one.
Yeah.
It worked with a cable. Right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our... Thank you very much, Robert. That was brilliant. I love it. I love inventor tales.
It's brilliant.
Especially people, then it was quickly overmatched.
Yeah.
But anyway, this won't be overmatched very quickly. It's the title track from a new album. It's out the 28th of March. Fifth album, the first since 2018's Delta. But who is it, if I say that? 2018's Delta, ring any bells?
Yes.
Okay, if I tell you they are now a trio? Okay. If I say that the album this is from, and indeed this single, is named after a pond on Wimbledon Common?
It's Mumford & Sons.
It is Mumford & Sons, yeah. 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 I gave you enough information, didn't I? It's our record of the week. It's Rushmere, and it's by... it's Rush Mum by Mirford.
Don't you miss the breathlessness, the wildness in the eye. Come home late in the morning light. Bloodshot dreams under streetlight spell. A truth no one can tell. But now we're still a secret to myself. Light me up, I'm wasted in the dark. Rush me a restless heart.
Miss a whole life in a glance. Radio X.
Till 7 thing.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like from real Octopus Energy calls.
Should have done it years ago by the looks of things.
Why would you move away from Octopus Energy? Why? Why would you do that?
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. And now, which recommended 8 years running.
Enter now at winplus.co.uk for your chance to win a massive £10,000. But hold on a minute, it gets even better. You'll also win £1,000 towards a holiday getaway and £1,000 to spend on tech. What are you waiting for? WinPlus. Great prizes, real winners. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
That was the travel, now the weather. Chris.
Thanks, Sarah. A chance of rain today with low pressure bringing some cloudy patches and some showery spells later in the day.
If an Audi's on your mind, now's the time. With £750 off a new Audi ordered by the 28th of February and delivered by the 30th of June. Start your search at audi.co.uk or visit your local Audi centre.
In the southeast, you'll see sunny spells well into the Audi noon. Afternoon.
Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. T's and C's apply. £750 discount applied on purchase. Retail customers only.
Throw a red carpet down the drive, rope off your front gate and tip off the paparazzi. Because with People's Postcode Lottery, you could have a VIP, a very important postcode. In our February draws, players in the winning postcode will each win £12,000 every month for 12 months, plus £10,000 towards the holiday of a lifetime. For you and your neighbours' chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 31st of January. PPL managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
With over 50 years' experience at Fidelity, we believe there's a difference between investing and being invested. Investing is having access to guidance, tools and expert insights. Being invested means feeling confident about your future. Investing is choosing from a wealth of investment options. Being invested means focusing on your long-term goals. For ISAs, pensions or advice, be truly invested with Fidelity. Go to fidelity.co.uk. Your capital is at risk. Terms apply.
Octopus Energy, Britain's number one choice for energy. Outstanding customer service and which recommended 8 years running. Visit octopus.energy/one.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 5, the Chancellor says a third runway at Heathrow is badly needed to boost the UK's economy.
I can confirm today that this government supports a third runway at Heathrow.
Rachel Reeves says it will open up new opportunities for growth, but campaigners are concerned about the environmental impacts. There's also plans to invest in other projects, including a redevelopment plan at Old Trafford. Former Manchester United defender Gary Neville spoke to us about it in September.
It's a game changer, not just the local residents and the community around the actual ground, but